Good morning to you all. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I would like to speak this morning on Romans chapter 8. It's been something that has spoke to me in the last week or so. I've been noticing that in my life I was struggling with condemnation. I have said in the past that that's something that I don't struggle with, and I just find it interesting how we as humans or as believers are susceptible to anything that Satan has to offer. We are not above temptation, and so sometimes that can bring a humbling in our lives that we realize that we are very much just human, and we need the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives to help us, to deliver us, to keep us clean. It's not in our own strength to do that. So I'd just like to read here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Jesus, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, sin condemns sin in the flesh. And that's very encouraging to all of us, because what happened here is man was saying that it is not possible to overcome and be an overcomer in this life here on the earth. And Jesus came and, in a sense, showed us how. He showed us that, yes, this is actually possible. It's not possible in our own strength, but through Jesus Christ in us, we can have the same experience. In other words, we through Jesus Christ, can also condemn sin in the flesh. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they who are in the flesh cannot please God. So what I maybe just by way of testimony here, to explain a little bit what I was seeing here or experiencing, is that in my mind, the things of the flesh are things, I would sum it up, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I felt pretty much, I mean, when I thought, when I read this chapter, that's what came to my mind, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And also, there's another verse that Jesus explains. It's for whatsoever things are highly esteemed among men are an abomination in the sight of God. Or in other words, whatsoever things are cool, whatsoever things are popular, you know, whatever the things are that men seek after or covet after, or whatever things are fashionable, those things are an abomination in the sight of God. So what I felt that this chapter is speaking about, that type of fleshly things. But yet it seemed like that wasn't really what, it didn't really seem like the Lord was speaking to me about those types of things. And yet it seemed very clear here from reading Romans 8 that condemnation comes from walking after the flesh. And so the question came up, well, if I'm struggling with condemnation, so where am I walking after the flesh? And that's when the Lord, in his mercy, revealed that to me, that there are also other areas of walking after the flesh. And those areas are basically the areas that you would see a lot in religious people. Like, for instance, the the Muslims and some of the Catholic nuns who live a very disciplined life and deprive themselves of anything that is pleasing to the flesh. And yet, one looks at them and sees a lot of condemnation in their lives. They do not seem to possess or to have the, you know, the liberty of Jesus Christ upon their lives. And so it becomes obvious here that there is also other areas of walking in the flesh other than just seeking after, you know, the things that are fashionable and worldly, so to speak. So the area that I was in is I was feeling disconnected with my Heavenly Father, and therefore I had fell into the lie of trying to perform heavenly things by my own strength or by pressure, rather than connecting with the Father and bringing all my my struggles to Him and allowing Him to work. And basically what that leads to is anger and frustration, because when we are frustrated with something in our life, or maybe as a father in my family, or, you know, whether it's someone that we are helping spiritually, if we're frustrated that things just aren't moving forward, or we're frustrated that things just aren't happening, we would like to see more godliness maybe out of our family or children, then we tend to put the pressure on. We tend to put pressure on, and we tend to become frustrated, and then it just goes downhill from there, because who really does desire to please someone who you know is just, pushing their own agenda? So it is something that can be a little bit of a challenge, because what we still desire to do is to see godliness in our lives. But it all comes down to basically surrendering that whole load, the whole weight, that whole thing to the foot of the cross, and relying on the Holy Spirit to work in the hearts of both ourselves and in our family. And so very quickly we can tend to make that shift from a vital connection with the Father, communicating with Him, and sitting in His presence. We can make that switch to trying to produce godliness both out of our own lives and in the lives of our families. We can resort or fall into the trap of trying to pressure them to produce or to be godly. And so I believe that is a form of walking after the flesh, and what that produces is condemnation hanging over us. It brings a cloud over us, and then of course the Father, our Father in heaven, seems farther away, and it just kind of has a domino effect to where it just grows from there. And of course the solution to that is, when you see that, just to surrender it all at the foot of the cross again, and just to realize that this is actually not my, it's not in my power. It's not in my power to even produce any kind of godliness in my own life. And neither is it in my power to produce godliness in my wife or in my children or in whoever. You know, it's not up to me to hold this thing together. And every time I come to that place of surrender, there's such a sweet presence, and the condemnation just leaves again as we as we surrender all those things at the foot of the cross, and just to recognize that godliness is produced through the Holy Spirit working in a person. True godliness is produced when God's Spirit has the liberty to perform His work through us. And our job is to surrender that to Him. And yes, we will still teach, we will still warn, we will still be a prophet, we will still be a priest and a king in our home. We will still actually, you know, bring correction, but it comes out totally different. It comes out in more of a loving way rather than a controlling way. And so I do believe that one of the key differences to walking in the flesh versus walking in the Spirit is that love, or that vice versa, that control and that. So that was just a blessing that I felt like I wanted to pass that on to you. As we go on to read in chapter 8, it does talk about, you know, the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. It's that realization that we are the children of God, and that causes our spirits to cry out to our Father, which is in heaven. So may the Lord bless you.